Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And I'm sharing with you from my book, The Blood and the Glory. I'm reading it to you and making comments along the way, adding some things and some personal experience, because I know that this revelation of how to use the blood of Jesus as a primary weapon is for the very last days. And this is the last, and Satan is angry. He has great wrath, knowing his time is almost up. So when I got the revelation of the blood, it was very wonderful to me that when I sought the Lord about the increase in satanic attacks, and he began to give me the illumination about his blood, the first thing he brought to my mind concerned families and loved ones. For I seemed to sense the heart of parents all over the world who were bringing up children in these trying times. I was conscious of the desperate cry of mothers in inner cities. I actually heard them. I did have the sense, too, that some of them were black mothers and that some of them were single mothers, and they didn't have money to move out of their neighborhoods. And I heard them crying, "What can I do? This neighborhood, the drugs, the gangs, how can I keep my children alive?" I heard their cry, and I seemed to know they were crying out for knowledge of the power to overcome Satan and his demons, whether they knew it or not. That's what they were up against. And I knew that that power is in the name and the blood of Jesus. So the illumination I would be led into of the use of the power in the blood of Jesus would surpass anything I had known and was to be shared with others. Therefore came this teaching and this book that I'm now reading to you. Later, in this book, we shall examine in detail the scriptural basis for pleading or applying the blood of Jesus. It is not a rabbit's foot. It is not some kind of a mantra. There is a spiritual basis and a legal basis for it, and we'll get into that as we study. We shall see that one can draw a bloodline around loved ones and possessions. But now, for the next step, God took me down on this road of revelation concerning the powerful weapon of the blood of Jesus in overcoming the devil. And here is the next step. Chapter 3, The Old Timers and the Truth They Knew. The next step in my study, remember I'm asking God a question, why am I seeing all these satanic things? The next step eventually led to a bright light in the Word of God. When I saw it, it illuminated me concerning my questions. How is the enemy able to come out of the blue, so to speak, in attacks against faithful Christians? Can they be prevented? How can we prevent them? In my study, a statement in Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Triumphant Church, struck me deeply. He gave an account of how a missionary in the early part of this century overcame the always deadly sting of a venomous scorpion by saying, "I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against this scorpion sting." The natives watched the woman, expecting her to die. When she suffered no ill effects, most of them accepted Jesus. In relating this, Dr. Hagin commented, and you can get his book, it's a great one, The Triumphant Church. He stated in that book, "Every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and his triumph over Satan at the cross. We have victory over Satan because of Jesus' shed blood." The old timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That is scriptural, Kenneth Hagin wrote. Those last three sentences leaped from the page and lodged in my heart. And from deep within me sprang up what I believe to be a God-given desire to know what the old-timers understood about the blood of Jesus. If Brother Hagin said the old-timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus, then I wanted to know what they knew. Almost immediately thereafter, someone just handed me Mrs. C. Newsom's book, The Life of Faith. I remembered at once this was the first book Kenneth Hagin read about faith after he came off the deathbed through faith in God. It was first published in 1928, and Mrs. Newsom was at least 71 at the time, so she qualifies as an old-timer. I still read that book. Brother Hagin, all of his life, he took a little green. I was recently at Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and his son, Pastor Kenneth Hagin, head of Rhema now and pastor of the church, he held up a little green suitcase, a little Samsonite green suitcase trimmed in cream, and he said, this was my dad's book bag. And he always, when he was studying and he would go away from home, he took his Bible in here, and he took books that he was studying. And he would take the books on whatever subject he was studying, but there were two books he always took with him. He always took The Life of Faith by Mrs. C. Newsom, and he always took a book by Lillian Yeoman. At the time, she had four small books on healing. And he would read those every night before he went to bed. That's how he kept his healing. So I still read The Life of Faith by Mrs. C. Newsom. We sell it. We have it. And you need it. You would like it. Mrs. Newsom's clear communication of her effectual faith fed my own spirit and fed my own faith. But it was especially her faith in and use of the blood of Jesus which answered both the desires and questions of my heart that I had. Mrs. Newsom, a missionary to Mexico, said that she, quote, was born sick. She described herself throughout childhood and young womanhood as crippled with rheumatism, paralyzed on the left side, suffering heart problems, and given up by the best doctors to die until she received divine healing. For 27 years, she said, I was never free from pain. But now, at the age of 71, I'm doing the work of three women and have not lain in bed from sickness for so long that I cannot remember when I did so last. This is Billy Brim. My comments are, I can't remember lying in bed from sickness either. And I think that is attributable to the fact that I came to work for Kenneth E. Hagin and learned about from him that 2,000 years ago, Jesus got our healing for us. And I learned how to walk in divine healing. I'm so thankful. And so she said that since she got her healing when she was 27 up till the age of 71, she didn't have any sickness after having been like born sick all of her life. She considered, Mrs. C. Newsom considered, all the evil that can come to us, she considered it as coming from the devil, directly or indirectly. But she clearly believed and demonstrated, quote, God is not willing that we should be overcome even once. He always causes us to triumph in Christ, the Bible says. Not one failure as we obey and trust. Now I'm quoting from her book. God has given us a wonderful weapon to use, the blood of Jesus. This is our weapon, our shield, our hiding place. In Revelation 12:11, we are told that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Sin, temptation, sickness, disease, everything that comes from Satan is included in that. The blood overcame him. When anything is overcome, it has no more power. This book says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Not by merely your word or their word, but by your testimony to what God has done coupled with your faith in the blood. Is the overcoming accomplished? No matter in what way the enemy comes, whether in discouragement, temptation, sickness, or any other way, he is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Mrs. Newsom proved her weapons. in these, I'm going to read you some things from her book. Notice how the challenges she faced match those of the present day. She writes, I want to give you some instances showing that God really does stand by his promises concerning the blood. I was down in Mexico when so many bandits were active. And at one time, I was in a town when the United States authorities sent us word, the missionaries, to get out, that we were in great danger. The red flaggers were coming. The Mexican authorities also sent us word to get out. Nearly all the families went away and they asked me to go. But God did not give me any liberty to go, although the authorities did not promise me any protection. However, I told them I was not looking to them to take care of me, but was trusting God. And as he was taking care of me, I was just as safe, surrounded by those marauders, as when alone. One day I heard a noise, and looking out, I saw soldiers coming. I never thought of danger, although the road ran very near to my door. I ran and stood in the doorway to look at their faces and to see what they were like. I tell this to show how God had taken the fear away. I was in a large adobe house, all alone with God, and I went to bed and slept sweetly all night. These soldiers were in the town 2 days and nights, and usually they took the largest house in town. I was in the largest, but they entered every house except mine and did not come into my house at all. We are making available for you these books. I always carry them, Mrs. C. Newsom. And of course, I have my book, The Blood and the Glory. And I have that book, Teachings on the Blood and the Glory, series in CDs and DVDs even. And this week, I am reading to you directly from the book because I believe I've just finished teaching on the book of Revelation on Gloria and Kenneth Copeland's A Believer's Voice of Victory. And I believe that we are in the very end of days where our King Bible, James Bible says the latter days, the Hebrew says the end of days. We're at the end of days. We're at the end of the 6 days. And we're getting ready to move into the millennium. Our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon. And I was given this revelation of the blood of Jesus for the last days because the enemy has great wrath, seeing whom he may devour. You can get these books from us, these tapes. Just go on billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. And we will see that you get whatever you order. My book, The Blood and the Glory. Another one's Authority of the Believer by Macmillan. And then, of course, Mrs. C. Newsom's book, The Life of Faith. We're going to be going through my book until we're finished. And so next week, maybe you can get a copy by then and read along with me as I read from the book, The Blood and the Glory. And this weekend, be sure to find a good place to assemble yourself together with believers. How blessed. Shalom.